Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2.
I didn't know that.
All right, listeners, welcome back to another The Garlic Jar Podcast Show episode. Today, we are coming at you with some Disney Plus talk. I think we've got in store for you guys. But before we get into our topics for the evening, I just want to say hey to everybody, and I hope everyone is having a great 4th of July weekend. And I also have to send a throwback to an episode that we did last year for the 4th of July, which was, we did a deep dive into Independence Day. Do you remember that one, Matt?
I knew you were going to bring this
up. Yep. So every year, one of my traditions is I have to watch the Independence Day movies. So I started and I was watching Independence Day as I was going to bed last night after work. And, just one of my favorite lines, from the President Whitmore, Bill Pullman, is, we will not go quietly into the night. And, I think that's what was one of, the best presidential speeches.
Oh, my God, for cinema?
In, a movie? Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, so, everybody, I hope everybody's following our tradition and taking a watch at Independence Day this weekend and enjoying some great barbecue cookout food.
Oh, definitely.
Times with family and friends, because, it's just about time. If you're vaccinated, it's time to party.
That is the truth. And you know what? I got to piggyback on that, too, because it's how can you not go the 4th of July weekend without, watching or seeing that movie? Because, they do play it religiously. You'll see it on Sci-Fi,
it's probably
AMC.
What was it? The Christmas Story? When they play it? Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it'll be on a channel. It'll be on a channel for sure. Yeah. And like you said, that presidential speech, I don't know if you caught it. Did you see the Budweiser commercial?
You posted it on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, this was the perfect time.
I know. How fucking cool was that? I hate Budweiser. I don't drink Budweiser. But you know what? If somebody said, you know what? Hey, do you want to change your mind now? I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me a Budweiser.
Yep, President Whitmore, man. Whitmore.
So can we say Pullman 2024?
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, I would shit myself. If I if I saw that come election day, just look the fuck out, because here's the big thing, okay? People would lose their mind, and number two, the parties would be epic. I think if that was just, I know it would be a joke because I really can't see him running for president ever, but
but
we could only dream. I mean, my God.
Yeah. So to me, that's definitely one of the top presidential pump up speeches in film history.
Well, let me ask you something, because we're on presidents, we're on 4th of July weekend, because I do agree with you. I mean, I really do want to say that is the top notch. That's the number one presidential cinema moment.
Yes.
But what would you say comes close next? Do you have any other favorite candidates that would play close to Bill Pullman's role as a president?
As a president?
Mm-hmm. I actually had this conversation last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had this with my brother and my father last night. It was actually kind of interesting.
What did they say?
Well, we were trying to look back at a couple things. We were looking at Morgan Freeman's role in Deep Impact.
Yeah, okay.
We were also looking at, was it John Voight who played Franklin D. Roosevelt in, I'm trying to think, it was Pearl Harbor? I think it was John Voight, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, and he did. I think John Voight actually is a fan of FDR, and he expressed, a lot of interest towards playing that role. You could look that up. I'm pretty sure that's 100% true. But another one, too, that I would look back at, another presidential cinema moment, was Danny Glover back in 2012,
Okay. The one that I'm thinking of is not, it's not cinema. It's, so on The Crown, there's an episode in, I believe it's the second season, where JFK and Jackie Kennedy go to visit the Queen in Buckingham Palace. And
yeah.
it's the guy that plays Dexter.
Oh, get out.
He played JFK, which I thought was, like, really good. And, like, his accent he got down and just, like, kind of, like, his mannerisms and, like, how
he, like,
talked to women. Like, I thought it was pretty good. Like, it's not cinematic, but, you know.
No, but you know what, though? If you try and put somebody in that role, like, today, like, if you were to try and make a JFK movie, that's actually a really good candidate to throw in. Yeah. Because I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I mean, yeah, I could definitely see him play JFK.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So yo, that shout out to Sean there, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But, no, you know, that going back to that commercial, that was cool. I was glad to see that for the 4th of July weekend. And, yeah, you know.
That was quite awesome.
Real quick before we get into our Disney Plus stuff, because we know this episode.
I got one more thing.
Oh, you do?
After you go, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure, and I just want to put this out here, because people think that, like, I know I posted a couple things on social media this week, and please don't think that I'm a Karen and I'm trying to spoil things for people, but, you know, like, I'm going to give you an example here. I was so pissed off this morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, somebody lights off a big banger, you know, and then you got people also, blowing them off at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Like all week, didn't you?
It is. It's ridiculous. But you know what, though? Like, 100%, like, people are on social media bashing, like, WNEP. They're also writing in on the local police bureaus that are posting firework safety and firework regulation. You know what? I really think there does have to be a crackdown. And the reason I say that is just because it's getting a little above and beyond. Like, you don't have to light fireworks off in freaking August at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, like, I mean, I understand it. It's the 4th of July. Let's celebrate. Light those babies off. Blow them into the sky. Watch them boom, you know? No, but, you, like, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going to have the audacity to fucking light off a firework. Not only wake me up, but you wake up the dogs. You petrify them. Like, that right there is the mentality where my dogs are ready to get up. They're ready to go in the morning. And, like, you know, I'm worried. Jesus, my dog's going to piss the bed here if this keeps on going.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Know, have a little courteous though, people. You know, if you're gonna play with fireworks, play with them in the right manner. Be courteous to your neighbors. Don't be a dickhead. You know, the regulations are what they are. 150 feet away from a structure. Obviously, use your judgment and your best appropriateness to ordinances in the boroughs. You know, don't be lighting them off when people are asleep at 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's just fucking ridiculous. It's ignorance. I'm sorry. So if you want to call me a Karen, fuck you.
No, I wouldn't call you Karen at this point. Not
but other than that, though, have a happy 4th of July and enjoy.
Yes, everybody stay safe and enjoy.
Yes.
And so there's one other thing. All right, I know I texted you yesterday morning. Did you watch the Tomorrow War yet?
No, but right. I do know it did come out to, what is that, HBO Max?
No, Prime, Amazon Prime.
Oh, Prime, okay.
So, all right, I'm not going to say anything to
Please
you
don't.
Or listeners because it's literally only been, like, 2 days, so, like, we can't.
Okay.
But if you didn't know, it's, like, an alien movie.
Yes.
So I thought that, you know, because it's 4th of July weekend and so many people are going to be watching, like, Independence Day and mm-hmm. alien movies, I thought this was, like, super smart of, like, their marketing to, like, release it this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's really funny that you mentioned that, because
how
fitting is that? Because if you remember, like, well, Travel Channel just had on UFO, what was it, the Declassified Files?
Okay.
It was the most recent footage that the Navy released and the military, like how everything now is progressing where we're seeing these videos of unidentified flying objects. They just had a special on Wednesday that just aired on the Travel Channel. And I'm trying to think of the guy who hosted. Sometimes he does other Travel Channel shows. I know he did some paranormal shows. I even think he co-hosted at one time with, what's his name, Zach Baggins. Or Baggins, right? Is it Baggins? Baggins from Ghost Adventures? I'm trying to look it up. But regardless, that show aired on Wednesday, and I didn't even catch it because I didn't even know it was a 3-hour special. That's how long it was. But they had, like, other people from different military branches, doctors of professional study, you know, that come in and they study aerospace, aeronautics. Like, it was just cool because, I mean, they're validated resources. But, again, there's the UFO topic, the alien topic coming right at the 4th of July week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there you are mentioning now Amazon Prime. I definitely want to see that. So, No, yeah, I'm spoilers.
Not gonna say, no, I'm literally not going to say anything. I'm not even going to tell you if I liked the movie or didn't like it. It's okay. Going to be a surprise. So we'll have that conversation when you're good and ready.
So do you think we're going to have an episode just on Tomorrowland?
The Tomorrow War?
Or Tomorrow World?
I...
Maybe a halvesy? Like maybe half of a show?
I'm going to wait until you see it so we can talk about it, because I don't want you to know if I liked the film or not. So I want you to come in with just like, you know, like an open, fresh mind.
You know what I was trying to do there, right?
Yeah, you're trying to like egg me to see if I liked her. And I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything. Okay. Because, you know, we have very different opinions.
I know.
I don't want to give you a bias before you see it.
Especially on that topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good deal, and I agree to it, so let's stick to it.
Yeah, so everybody, okay, if you want to keep up with the episodes, like, we're going to be talking about the Tomorrow War soon, mm-hmm, I would assume. So if you want to know what Matt and I think, then watch it.
Yep.
Watch it.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, I think at this point, you know, before we go into our big topics for tonight, you know,
yeah,
we're just kind of chilling, you know, for a little bit here because, you know, it's July 3rd. You know, this is episode, believe it or not, I mean, we are at episode 55 right now.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking of a title this week. And really, I mean, I'm kind of balancing back and forth because, you know, we got Loki, which Loki is freaking fantastic. Like, I don't know if anybody else is on the edge of their seats watching that show. But, like, I'm balancing back and forth between Loki, and now I'm balancing back and forth also because we're talking Mighty Ducks here today.
Right.
So, what do you think that I, what do you think the episode title should be this week?
I think it should be Loki, because I like that series better. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I did.
Because I'm telling you, no, because I was like 50-50 split on two titles this week, you okay know? And, you know, like, I'm just, I'm stealing some thunder here, Thor. You know, I was thinking the episode this week could have been titled Glorious Purpose.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm burdened with glorious purpose, for sure. That's so, like, the number one Loki, yep, quote from
and then,
the MCU.
Exactly. And then number two, I was thinking Ducks Fly Together, which is kind of eh. You know, so, like, when you're tied between those two titles for a show this week, it's kind of like, man, do I drink the Coca-Cola or do I drink the Pepsi? Because I could do either, you know?
Yeah.
But
I would say Glorious Purpose, yeah.
All right, Glorious Purpose it is.
So see what we decide with.
Actually, I like your title a whole lot better. I'm burdened with Glorious Purpose.
Well, that's the full
right
quote. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
I like that
quote.
So,
that,
yeah.
I also like We're Not Doing Get Help, but we're not talking about Ragnarok, so we shouldn't use that one.
No. But yeah, I think that's the route we're going to go. We're going to give Loki some love here with the episode title. And again, July 3rd today, episode 55. My God, we're five away from 60 episodes. Holy shit.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, all right.
So I'd like to do Ducks first, if that's
good
with you.
Go ahead. And I want you to start.
All right. So as everybody knows, I like hockey a lot. And I like the Mighty Ducks movies a lot. Like, I like sports movies in general, but, like, I really like when it comes down to, like, baseball and hockey and football movies. Like, those are my sports. Those are the sports movies that I enjoy. So when you think of, like, hockey movies, of course, the Mighty Ducks are going to be high on your list somewhere. So Disney Plus announced that, you know, this new series, The Mighty Ducks, The Game Changers, was coming to Disney Plus. And, mm-hmm, like, they gave us, like, little snips and teases along the way. But I just, like, so it was a good and a cute show. And, like, if you have kids, yeah, like, definitely, like, show them your movies and, like, show them, you know, the series. But, like, for me, like, everything except that one episode that was in the middle of the season where, like, the original Ducks came back.
Yeah.
It just kind of, like, it wasn't the same. Which, like, I get.
I kind of get that vibe because I feel like there were some missing. Like, I get that you can't get everybody. You know,
yeah,
like, I understand that because there's probably so many favorite characters in the Mighty Ducks movies that we could go back to.
Yeah, and remember, they shot this during COVID, so, like,
yeah,
you literally had to quarantine for a month just
right
for, like, you know, 2 days of shooting. So, like, which I found out that the guy that plays, I don't know if you remember Dean Portman from the Bash Brothers. Like,
yeah.
Fulton Reed and Dean Portman.
Right.
So the guy that plays Dean Portman, he's like a, either a psychiatrist or a psychologist in real life, and he couldn't leave his patients.
Wow.
To come. Yeah. So I was like, wow. I'm like, you know, these guys like moved on and did like well from themselves.
Well, you know what? That's cool because like you go from acting to going into a job like that. That's like so respectful because I mean,
yeah.
Welcome to the real world. Like I'm actually glad that some of these actors, and I don't want to call them child actors because I'm sure they were in other movies too at some points or maybe some other TV shows. But like, it's just cool that you see people go from acting and they can actually adapt and now go into the real world, get a real job, like being a psychologist, a doctor, a nurse, an IT professional, or a businessman, or a stock trader, something, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like, like some of them are still acting because the guy that plays Fulton Reed, I don't remember his first name. His last name's Henson, but he was in. He's been in a bunch of stuff recently, like Daredevil, that's, you know, been on Netflix, if you've seen that.
The Netflix, yeah, the Netflix series.
Yeah, so he's been in, you know, like the MCU as Foggy Nelson. So that's where he's been for the past, you know, recent years. Like, you know, he did cameos in, like, all of them, that like the Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and when they did the Defenders crossover, he was in all of those. He was also in The Hunger Games, if you remember.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like the, what is it, the part one and part two of number three. So
small
three
role, though.
Four. Yeah, he was just one of, like, the camera crew.
Yeah, small role.
At the end. Mm-hmm. Yep. But still, you know, like.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Pays the bills.
It does. Definitely does. You're getting a paycheck for that regardless, you know?
Yeah. So, like, all-time favorite. Like, my favorite ducks were definitely the Bash Brothers, Fulton Reed, and Dean Portman.
Well, I mean, the Bash Brothers would be a given. Like, I mean, I would be stupid if I didn't say that because not just. I mean, it's just their antics. They're you know, like that's what like kind of. Oh man, like they're cool. They're rock. You know, like I don't know. Like, and I don't want like I know some people could be like, oh man, they were kind of bullies in the beginning. No, I mean they were just kind of radical. You know, like they were a little aggressive. You know, like they kind of remind me of your cutoff shirt. You know, the cutoff tee there with the, you know, the sleeveless shirts and those ripped up jean shorts. You know, when at one point back in the 90s, that was so cool and so scary.
Yeah,
but yeah, the Bash Brothers, man, come on. And then of course, I mean, I'm with you on that with Portman. I mean, Portman is just, how do you not like Portman?
Yeah. So then, like, the whole premise of this show is that, the first episode, actually, you see that, like, essentially, like, the ducks have now become, like, the hawks.
Yeah.
Like, from, like, the first movie. And they're, like, cutting people, and it's not, like, fun kid hockey anymore. It's, like, crazy. I don't know. Like, to me, it just didn't, like, feel right. But, like, what burning question that I have that I really... really, 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 really want to know is how did Gordon Bombay end up where he was at? Because if you remember, so like the first one, he was a lawyer and then he got a DUI and he was doing his community service, but he was still a lawyer.
Right.
And in the second one, he went on, he was, you know, he took a break from like practicing law and he was at the, I don't call it the skate shop, but like, the sports store with Hans and Jans, and he got the coaching job to be, you know, coach Team USA's hockey coach.
Right.
So then in the third one, if you remember, that's when they're at, like, the, what is it, Eaton Hall, the school, the private school.
Yep.
So he only has a cameo in this, but he comes back and he's still a lawyer. So the last time we saw Gordon Bombay, he was a lawyer, and now he's, like, the owner of this, like, run-down hockey rink that's, like, falling to pieces.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's actually, like, to me, it's almost like a comparison to, like, where it's, like, you had it so good. No, like, you had it so good. Like, you were Coach Bombay.
Yes.
Like, Bombay was, like... that was the name.
The name, yeah.
You know? I mean, how could you destroy that overnight or over time and have this punk of a person with long hair and a stone face now be the, not the owner, but the coach of the Mighty Ducks?
the episode where everybody comes back from, like, the original Ducks team, there is, like, a little, like, that, and the couple episodes after that is that because he gave somebody, like, a chance or something, and that's why he can't, like, coach peewee hockey anymore or whatever. But, like, how did you stop being a lawyer? How did that happen? That's what I would like to know.
Maybe we're going to find that out. I mean, you know, I mean, look at it this way, because we've only got through the first season of Game Changers, you know, and I still think that there's a lot. Like, I mean, even with that, too.
Do you think they're doing more? Because I thought it was a limited series.
No, I think they're doing more. I mean, I think, at least from what I read on it, I mean, the show got some positive results, and I mean, it did. It got good ratings out of it. And from what I heard and from what I read, they're definitely going on with another season.
Okay. See, like, it wasn't terrible. Like, it was cute, but, like, you know, was I dying? Like, you know, was I waiting for 3 a.m. every week to watch the show?
No.
Like,
no.
WandaVision, Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and now Loki?
No.
Absolutely not.
But I made a day to make sure during the week that if it did come out, it was definitely on my watch list, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
like,
the Mighty Ducks.
Overall, it was good.
Yeah, no,
I just
overall.
What happened to Gordon Bombay? That's what I would like explained.
Yeah, overall. Like, the two things that I look at overall, it's a great show, and I'm going to continue to watch it if it keeps going and progresses. But the two big things are, I hope there's more character development where we see more characters come in. Like, because like you said, it was kind of limited there, maybe because of COVID. You know, I'd like to see some more ducks appear.
Me too.
But the big thing that, and I have to piggyback with you on that because I agree 100% that, what the fuck happened to Coach Bombay? Because, I mean, we don't find out the details. And he's such a scavenger, where as soon as she offers up the money, where it's like,
mine.
Yep. Okay.
And he's
like,
I hate hockey. And I'm like, you used to play professional hockey in the minors. Like, what do you mean you hate hockey?
And again, it goes back to, you were Coach Bombay. Like, how could those words ever come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
You know, for what you've done with the Mighty Ducks. Like, there had to be something. There had to be something there within. And how could you call it an organization? Maybe it did get into something much bigger after those Disney movies we lived.
Oh,
you know?
It had to have. Because, like, that's what the Ducks were like now. They were just like the Hawks. Like, if you remember, that's what the Hawks were.
Yep.
Like, back in, like, the 90s movies that we love and know.
Like, it was, man. That's another thing, too. I wonder if we're actually going to see some of these nemesis. You know, some of his, you know, because, I mean, listen, I don't want to call them villains. I mean, you just call them rivals, maybe, nemesis of, you know, of the movies. Maybe, because Cobra Kai, I know that you didn't watch that yet. But Cobra Kai has been introducing a lot of the nemesis, the rivals, and the villains from the Karate Kid movies. So, and of course, I mean, it obviously starts off with Johnny in Cobra Kai. But... Yeah, I mean, that's a good one to put on your watch list, Jen. I'm going to usually you're the one to refer me to tell you to watch Netflix series or watch this, watch that. You got to watch Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, the Karate Kid was just never like, ooh, I love that. You know what I mean? That was just never.
But you might like the series, though. You might actually say, wow, you know, maybe that series will spark interest to say, you know what, maybe I will watch the movies.
I know, I will. It's just, you know,
finding time. Okay, so we're in agreement. We want to know what happens to Coach Bombay. And if any of you guys know what happened to Coach Bombay, make sure you get on the wire with us.
Because, I don't think we missed it. I just don't think it was discussed.
Exactly. I think it's a hidden truth that will be revealed. Maybe between I think it's going to be a romantic, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, there's a love interest going on between Bombay and the new coach.
Yeah.
Which is, what's her name? Lauren Graham from, and I always, I mean, a lot of people know her from, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So, but I think there's a love interest growing there. Where my love goes, my rosemary goes. So where Lauren goes,
Also, do you know what I don't like? When they form their own team and they call themselves the Don't Bothers.
Yeah.
You don't like that name? No. No, I don't.
You got a group of Misfit Island toys here ready to play hockey. What should their name be?
Literally anything except the Don't Bothers.
The Don't Bothers.
Because, like, I know the whole thing is that the kid, what was his name? Like, I don't want to say the lead kid, but, like Lauren Graham's son, whatever his name was, when he got cut from the Ducks,
Coach
told him just like, yo, you shouldn't even bother. But like, I don't know, like then pick something like a cool name, like I don't know, like
the Lasers, the Razors.
Well,
how about the Puckers?
they were all kind of like
How about the Boxcar Brawlers?
Well, you know, like all the Pee Wee ones, they were like animals. So they'll like pick something like cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because like if you look at like hockey teams nowadays, like, which Matt's gonna love that I'm gonna bring this up again, but like the Kraken is coming to the next season of the NFL.
I knew that was coming somewhere.
Yes, the Stanley Cup is going on like right now, but you have like, you know, like the Tampa Bay Lightning Bolts. The Canadians. You know what I mean? Like, so pick like a good hockey name, not like, oh, the Don't Bothers. Like, and I don't know.
Just so everybody knows on this podcast, Jenna is now officially a fan of the Seattle Kraken.
Yes, I have been since they announced the name.
Since they announced it.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny how Seattle Sports got in touch with you, and they're like, oh my god, yeah.
Yes.
they like, followed you, too, or something that.
They did, because, like, I just kept annoying you and tagging you and all
this
Kraken stuff, and they saw me.
And the funny thing was, I think I messaged on that thread where I was like, hey,
follow me, too.
Aren't I going to get a follow? And the guy replied back saying, no.
Nah, dude. Yep.
I'm like, all right, god damn.
Yep.
You know? So. No, but that was cool. The don't bother. Okay, so let's have fun with this. You don't want them to be the Don't Bothers. Who are they then? I got a name already rolling.
What?
The Gazing Geese.
The Gazing Geese?
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks. Yeah, that fits. And like, you wouldn't want to piss a goose off. Like, those little guys are scary when they come.
Oh wait, I said gazing, right? I meant to say grazing.
Grazing.
The grazing geese.
Yeah, that works.
Because they like to graze before the shit hits the fan.
There you go. Yeah.
And they're vicious too. I don't know if anybody's ever pissed off a goose before, but
yeah, when they run after you, it's scary.
It is. I've been there. It's traumatic.
Did you ever go walking around Lake Scranton and have them like attack you?
No, but I've been I was at Roosevelt Park in upstate New York.
Okay.
And I remember one time where it was me and my brothers, we antagonized them, so we did ask for it. It wasn't I was at the wrong place or wrong time, or I did something accidental. No, we didn't think anything of it, and I'm telling you, they came at us so quick. And I remember my father was like, trying to, you know, draw attention to the geese, too, to, you know, because here's the three boys running up the hill, you know, and God only knows where my mother was at that time. She was probably friggin' yelling at us at the car. But, I remember my father was waving his arms, trying to run. It was like almost like a Jeff Goldblum moment from Jurassic Park where he's got the frickin' flare. I felt like my father was Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God.
So, Dad, you'll like that. You'll like that one if you're listening this week. So, but yeah, no, yeah, so who would you be? You're not the game changers. Who would you be? What's your team name?
I don't know, like literally anything besides like the Don't Bothers.
Okay.
So like I know they talked, like the Hawks were still a team, the Mighty Ducks, and then I don't remember some of the other teams that they played, but something big, like the Grizzly Bears or I don't know. Like,
I got a beautiful idea.
Go ahead.
We're about already at our halfway mark.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break? And after we get back on the break, how about revealing a name?
Okay.
So, everybody, sit tight. We'll be right back. Go fill up your snack bowl. If you need to go get a drink, get a drink. If you need to go use the potty, use the potty. We will be right back.
Alright, everybody, welcome back from our short little break there. And, alright, so Matt told me to come up with a name, and honestly, thinking that they're in Minnesota, what better name to be than other than, like, a polar bear?
Ooh!
The polar bears.
Okay.
And you get a cute little poly on your jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that, the Minnesota polar bears. Or, that's legit, and... Very fitting to the hockey theme because of ice, cold.
Yep.
Gear up.
Yep.
I like it. So, How about that? We have the grazing geese and the mighty polar bears.
The polies, yeah. Okay.
That's our hockey names. All right, so now we're on to bigger and better things. Still in Disney Plus, but now we're moving on to our next topic.
Loki.
Okay.
So I'm really glad we waited to do this so we could break down a couple episodes for you guys instead of just like, oh, let's talk about one episode. Let's talk about two episodes. So we waited until half the season was out. So this is going to be episodes 1 through 4. So we're going to go in order. And if you have not finished episode 3 or 4 yet, then you know what? Hit pause and come back. Come back to this week when you're ready. When you're ready to go.
You know what, though?
Because we have big things to reveal.
I am kind of glad we waited to episode 4.
Me too.
Because honestly, I think
when we did WandaVision, I put my foot in my mouth so many times.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to have, like, theories and, like, talk about them. But, like, you know, like, sometimes between you and I, our discussions get, like, a little heated. And, like, 9 times out of 10, we're both wrong.
I'm telling you. You know what? No, I think our audience is going to enjoy this because what did I tell you from day one? Like, usually when we watch something, right? Or if I go back and I watch something, I have to watch it twice. But what do I keep right next to me? A notebook. And I literally write, like, I feel like, what's her name? Is it Yvette Brown from, like, The Walking Dead when she's on, like, special times with Chris?
Correct. What's his
name? Right? She's on with Chris, and she always has that notebook. And for how good she is to pay attention to detail, and she writes down thoughts, opinions, ideas, you know, she jots everything down. If something very tiny that maybe we missed, it was in her notebook. Like that it's almost like she's kind of she's given me that idea. And anymore, when we're talking about stuff like this, especially now with Marvel, Star Wars, I'm writing shit down like nuts, you know?
Yes. Yep.
Maybe I'm just too, maybe it's overboard, but I don't know. Call me crazy.
I don't know. Like, you have a thought and write it down. Like, cause sometimes, like, if I don't go back, like, excuse me, hiccup. And I kind of wanted to watch these episodes again before we did this episode. Like, I watched them, like I watched 1 twice, I watched 2 twice, I watched 3 twice, and I watched 4 twice, like, you know, in their respective weeks.
Right.
But I didn't watch 1 to 4, like, back to back to back to back. And, like, I kind of wanted to do that, but I decided to watch Independence Day yesterday instead, so.
Well, I think Independence Day has a little bit more importance.
Yes. So, all right, so this whole Loki, this is going to be like a kind of like a roller coaster for me because I'm going to tell you guys how I was feeling during each of the episodes. And like Tom Hiddleston has come out and said that episodes 4 and 5 of this series are like bonkers and like the most crazy and important things for the MCU going forward.
Wow.
He has said that.
So he already dropped the ball.
He did. So like, we have already seen 4 by now, and I don't even want to say I know where the show is going, because to tell you the truth, I thought I did, and now it's just gone.
So, right, so whatever you were thinking, you're, okay,
it's
so
gone.
You,
so
it's
I'll
gone.
Tell you what I was thinking.
Okay, so, hit me.
But, well, I don't want to say, like, everything, so, like, let's just start, like, if you want to make some comments, and then we'll get into the episode breakdowns.
Okay.
So, like, I think it's a fantastic show so far, but...
Ditto?
Yes, but please, insert your thoughts, Matt.
Okay, so here's, I mean, at least this is what I think is going on, because I'm kind of there with you where if I had a theory, it totally changed right now. And obviously the big thing that changes it is the fact
because
that...
Because
of episode 4, and sole purposely just because of that.
Yes.
But I will say, and I will continue that, see, I think, and again, this is just a stretch. I mean, it could be a stretch, but Loki, there's something not adding up to a TVA. Like, to me right now, so in episode 4, we find out that the TVA is not exactly who they are out to be. We thinking in those first couple episodes, we think that there actually is a good initiative to the TVA where they are keeping organized, being maintained, and obviously protecting the timelines so that nothing does happen. But, you know, if you think about that, that actually goes back to what we've been thinking from the very beginning. Because if something was altered then, right there with Loki, taking the Tesseract and screwing up the timeline when they were going to get the stones, back in Endgame. Yeah. All right, then you go back to many other moments then. And of course, by just and I'm going to agree with this because I actually this is just something that I read and I thought of too recently. You know, even when them going back, putting stones back, is that technically an altercation of the timeline?
Yes.
Steve, Captain America, Steve, right? Going and going back and having a love affair now with Peg. Is that altering the timeline? Yes.
Yes.
You know,
see,
there's so... Go ahead, go ahead.
I have something. All right, so everybody knows from this podcast, because I've said it many, many, many times before. Mm-hmm. After I watched episode one, I was very intrigued with the whole TVA because I really, really, really wanted to find out why nobody gives a shit that Steve went back and, like, stranded Bucky in the future by himself while he, mm-hmm. like, goes off for a chick. Like, you don't do that. Like,
no.
That was, for me, that was so out of character for Steve Rogers, and I was not a fan of that storyline at all.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just like, oh, the TVA is gonna, like, come back and, like, fix this shit. So, I really enjoyed learning about the TVA just for the sheer fact that Steve pissed me off.
Yeah. He needs to get his dick pitched. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it. Pinch so, his dick.
Listen, bros before hoes, man. Bros before hoes. So he left Bucky for Peggy, and I was waiting, and I'm like, oh, we're definitely gonna see. We have to see like Steve taken away by like the TVA or something. I'm like, we have to see it. It's gonna happen, and like we didn't. But like in episode two, there's like a little cameo, which I'm not sure if like you caught it. Like, did you see the woman that comes out of like?
Yep. Kind of looks like a Captain Marvel.
It looks like, well, it looks like Peggy. It's Peggy.
Well, but again, kind of go back to that, because I know that some people are kind of saying that that could be Peggy. Maybe it is.
Yeah, because she's wearing, like, the blue shirt that she had on in one of the films.
Okay. And I'm thinking, too, like, I almost caught a glimpse of somebody looking like Captain Marvel, like, in that outfit.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe we saw something different. Maybe there's two different occurrences there. But... Yep. I like that you're going back to this, and I just think that, listen, the altercations there of those timelines are in effect, so why isn't there anything shown of that?
Yes, so, like, why did nothing happen to Steve?
Right.
Why was he able to, like, live out his life and then, like,
here's another big question.
Die?
I'm gonna drop the bomb on you right now.
Go ahead.
Pym. Ant-Man. You're playing with the quantum realm.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If anybody's fucking around with time.
Which? Did you see that people are thinking that the TVA is within the quantum realm?
Could be.
It could be,
which maybe Pym and Ant-Man are not familiar with, but you would think, though, because of they've already been in there, the Avengers already went in there, and they've already they already did what they did, so how do we, like, how would they have not known that and cracked down on the Avengers to come after them?
I mean,
I don't think the TVA would be able,
like,
to take them on, but
the Avengers did what they were supposed to do per the timeline. Well, fuck your timeline. Like, so
yeah, but they still
people
altered.
Can, like, fuck around with time and, like, not have any repercussions, and then you just have Loki, he picks up the Tesseract and boom, he's a variant now. Like, what?
See, if anybody hasn't watched Back to the Future, and this is a big pop culture reference, okay, regardless, the Back to the Future references still apply to any time machine or time travel method that you're thinking of in any show or any movie of today, that the smallest little insert or the smallest little break in a timeline could cause
catastrophic
events.
Yes.
You know, and that's why Doc Brown has mentioned to Marty so many times in the movie, you know, great skies, you know, like, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. But you can't alter time. You can't mess with it. But here is my theory, and I'm just going to lay it down right now. I don't think the TVA is what it is. Truly, I think it is created by somebody. And now that I'm kind of thinking about this, how do we know that Wanda, you know, I'm going to put this out there. I mean, she is a manipulator. We do know that she is going to play some significant role in the next upcoming Doctor Strange
Madness,
movie. Right.
Yes.
We do know that there is a big, big thing there. And nobody knows. Is she going to play good guy or bad guy?
Because
I'm thinking, you know, she might be a manipulator of her own. Conjuring, maybe a TVA. I mean, we know that there's no timekeepers.
Yeah, so, like, that was the whole thing. So, like, in episode four, it comes out, finally, that, you know, we get to go up the gold elevators and see the timekeepers, and they are like robots. They're
I think it's a knockoff, and I think it's a joke of the Watchers.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where I think that they're, that's why I said this could be a, and I truly think that WandaVision might be connecting to it where,
which
listen, we knew that she created a reality. She created a reality in WandaVision. It doesn't mean she can't create another reality, the TVA, a different time, a different manipulation to do what she's doing.
Right. And then did you also see that this week and I think it was last week, actually, that Marvel and Disney Plus have updated the post-credit scene?
The most recent one that we just saw in episode 4.
No, to WandaVision, to the ending of WandaVision. That there's apparently an update to that.
Don't even tell me. Shut the front door.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. So I don't know what it entails, but they changed it.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go and watch that after this. But okay, so Loki picks up the Tesseract. He becomes a variant. Owen Wilson comes in and he's like, hey, friend, like, we're going to be buds and we're going to try and, like, go after it. Like, one of the most heartbreaking things for me to watch in this series was in that first episode when, like, Loki watches, like, his life play out.
Yeah.
Like, for the what would have been, like, the rest of his life. And, like, just knowing that he didn't die when Thanos, like, you know, snapped his neck, like, kills me. Because if you noticed, that video keeps going until Thor was, like, hugging him.
Yeah.
So, like, at least Loki did know that Thor cared and what
that
he
Thor
got
loved
to say.
Him.
And yeah.
Right.
Yep. So, like, that was just truly, like, killer for me.
Yeah, I think that's reality at its best. I mean, you gotta face the music. If you think that you're the god of mischief and you can cause so damage, maybe you should see what's in front of you before you go and do what you think you should be doing.
And then, so then, you know, episode 2 rolls around, and because Loki has agreed to help them find this, like, Loki variant,
yep,
that we still don't know who this person is yet. And then episode 2 is, like, him, like, training, and in, like, one of, like, you know, the employee's desk,
mm-hmm,
is, like, a box full of, like, Infinity Stones.
See, and I think...
I know that pissed off a lot of people, but, like, here's the thing. You wouldn't just be able to walk into the TVA, take the box, and have the stones work elsewhere. Like, did you look at them? Like, they weren't even glowing. Like, they were, like, dead. You know what I mean?
No, so, you know, like, what they looked like? They looked like those goddamn stones that you put in a fish tank. You know? Like, they just...
Yeah.
They looked like more like big marbles or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
so, like,
there just wasn't
like
any
once...
detail to it.
Yeah, and I feel like once you remove them from, like, the timeline, they're, like, null and void. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I know a lot of people were pissed about that, and they're just like, oh, like, well, that, like, invalidates, like, you know, Infinity War and Endgame. I'm like, it doesn't. I'm like, because, like, they're not active. They're not powerful. They have no power when they're sitting in, like, the TVA. Nor
right
would they work if you were to come and invade the TVA and take them back to your time.
No, I gotcha.
So, I think they're, like, dead in a box there. So then, finally, in episode 2, we find out who the Loki variant is.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, people are having, like, a really hard time placing, because she goes, it's a she, number one. It's a she.
Yep.
It's a female Loki.
She.
And then we find out that her name is Sylvie. So, a lot of people are going back and forth between Lady Loki and Enchantress.
Okay.
So, like, what we do know from the episodes that we have seen is that, like, her and Loki are essentially, like, the same, except there is one thing, because when they were going over her powers, she has one thing that our Loki doesn't.
That's right.
She has the power to control minds and to, like, go in and, like, dig out your memories and stuff. And, like, that's how she found out that the workers at the TVA were originally time variants and they were, like, wiped and created into be, like, soldiers and workers.
Okay, and this is very important. I don't mean to interrupt here, but this is exactly why I need to come out here and validate that. This is why I think that we're getting a Scarlet Witch vibe out of this.
She has magic, yes.
Yes.
And it's not just trickster magic. Like she,
no.
It's, and the way
you
that,
said
like,
something very important just before. What she possesses is an ability that Loki does not have.
Doesn't have.
And that is showing people their past, manipulating their minds, like a control.
Yes, and like when he did the mind control in Avengers, we all know that he needed the mind stone for that.
Well, right.
She doesn't. She just sends the little green smoky, like it looks just like Wanda's, it looks just like Agatha's, but hers was,
yes.
What color was hers? Purple?
It was purple, I think.
Yeah, hers was purple, Wanda's is red, and then if you remember in WandaVision, the original witches were blue.
Right.
So, like, I feel like she... But I just don't feel like she's the true enchantress.
No, I don't think she is either.
I did for 100% after episode 2 when I'm like, well, Loki doesn't have... Do you remember we had that conversation?
Because yep.
I'm
we
like,
did.
Loki doesn't have that, so she has to be enchantress. And then we saw episodes like 3 and 4, and especially in 3 and 4, like when she talks about like who she was and what she used to do.
But
like,
she had a past. Yep.
Yeah. Like, I would just really like to know why she has the magic that Loki doesn't have.
Well, that's why I say, look at what Wanda did in the beginning of WandaVision. She created a reality and she manipulated people. Manipulated people to live out their life in an alternative fake reality.
Yeah, so Wanda has chaos magic.
Well, right. So how do you know that she didn't do that to Sylvie? How do you know that she didn't do that to Sylvie? I mean, it's obvious that the TVA takes people in, and they claim that they're taking you in because you have done something wrong and you have altered time. You've done wrong. But what if that's actually just bullshit? What if that's actually everything is done because this is Wanda again creating an entity, the TVA agents, to go and do her dirty work, to collect her pool of controls.
I just want to know how many types of magic there are, because we
there's
know
obviously
Wanda
a lot
chaos magic, but like her magic is green, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Which is like fitting because she's a Loki.
Yes.
And like, you know, like she's just like, well, I am Loki, but I don't go by that name anymore. So is she Lady Loki? Probably. But she also has this magic that I really hope that they're going to explore.
But again, we might even think that maybe that was said to her. Maybe she was thought out to be a Lady Loki, but she already knows that she doesn't go by that name. She's already she's broken that point where, like we've seen in WandaVision, where people have come out of that reality where it's like, wait a minute, no, that's not who I am. Like, where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah, they took her as a child. So she told us that, I think, in episode 4.
Yes.
So they took her as a child because she was a female Loki. That's why she was a variant, because she was a deviation from the timeline because she was female.
And even right now with this post-credit scene that you just saw, this is not because people said, oh my God, is this a different variant of Thor with the hammer? No, supposedly what we got out of that is that they are all different variants of Loki.
Correct.
Yes.
So
there's four more variants.
Yes. So like, Matt's talking about the end of episode 4. There is a extra.
Well, I'm only talking
scene,
about
so
that because you brought up the fact that Sylvie is a variant of Loki.
Yes. Yes. So then if we pull up, you know, that scene, right in the picture, we have boastful Loki. We have classic Loki, or what else did you call him, Matt, in the yellow and the green original Loki?
Elder Loki.
Elder Loki, yeah. So I've seen it called Elder and Classic Loki. There's Kid Loki, there's Croc Loki, and like...
Well, you said Boastful Loki too, right?
Boastful, yeah. He was the guy on the left. So we are getting the Council of Lokis.
Yep. That's kind of funny that like one is holding a hammer. Is that just a different variant of Thor's hammer?
I don't know. I honestly, I didn't even look at the hammer. I was more concerned with...
Kind of looks like it.
They were kind of like, oh, well, where is he? And immediately, right next to, like, Classic or Elder Loki, whatever you want to call him, there was a destroyed tower of the Avengers Tower right to the right of him. So that was, like, the first thing I noticed in that scene. So, like, they are in New York City, and to me, they're on a different, like, multiverse planet, a planet where Loki would have potentially won the battle for New York City.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But where the show is going from here, I have no idea. Like, I literally don't know because, like, the TVA is a sham. So, like, you've got all these people and who's really pulling the strings.
So, like, going back to that, just about the hammer and pointing out the detail. What is that? Mjolnir. I'm sorry. Mjolnir, right?
Yes.
I can never get that pronunciation down. It's like, it's Mjolnir. Okay.
Mjolnir. There you go.
Mjolnir. Okay. See, but to me, I mean, people did pick up on that and they were saying, whoa, is that a different variant of Thor? No, it is Loki, but there is that's a good question, because let's just say that if Thor didn't pan out to be who he was supposed to be in Asgard, maybe Loki would have been the one to possess the hammer. So I don't know. That's going to be an interesting point. I really didn't think too far into that. I don't have a theory towards that. But my theory is that I'm really starting to see a lot of, I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that because this is typical, maybe this is what Marvel wants to do, is try and get people to think that the Scarlet Witch is connected. But yeah. I truly think that, you know, there's one word that is coming close to everything that we see here. And it's not just time.
What?
It's manipulation. It's control. Yeah. And that's what I'm starting to see, is that there is more control happening, but we don't know from who. Now, we do know after WandaVision and at that end of that scene, I mean, she was blazing through that fucking book. And I mean, yes, we don't know what possession of her reading that book it was. We don't know if that was the good Scarlet Witch or the bad Scarlet Witch.
Right.
And that's why I think that we're going to get a bad version. I think she's going to go AWOL.
Okay.
She's going to be a threat.
I'm just looking at the picture from the scene, and I really think you're right. Like, I think that this is an alternate, like, time variant version of Mjolnir. Like, I really do.
Yeah, right?
I do. It looks nothing like, you know, the Thor hammer that we know, but exactly. That's okay. It doesn't
but need there's to. But there's a little resemblance to the shape.
I wouldn't even say there is. No? But no. No, but I don't know, I think it's, he's holding, like, a Mjolnir, and I don't know, I think it's gonna be really interesting. Like, I honestly don't even know where it's going.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know, it is, it's very interesting. I mean, the only other thing, like I said, that's my theory, that's where I want people to know, and that's, you asked me, I mean, you're asking me, that's exactly what I've been writing down in my notebook.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I mean, it's not going to be the first time. I mean,
yeah,
during WandaVision, I thought we were going to get Mephisto.
So
did you.
I know. I said that. You said that. What else did we say? Yep. Oh my God. No,
instead we got the darkness. We got Agatha.
Yes.
You know, but even she could come back. And you know what? That's another thing too. I want people to go back to episode 2. I sent you that picture of a lady that looked like a younger version of Agatha at that Renaissance fair. Do you remember that picture I sent you?
You did, but she's living in New Jersey right now. Like that's.
But it's a different time. It's a different period. So maybe that could have been somebody beforehand. Maybe a different variant. Again, don't know.
Could have.
Maybe that's just an Easter egg.
We don't know how long the variants hang around for before they get taken. You know what I mean?
That's
like, technically, we saw Sylvie, and she was taken at what, like 9 or 10?
Yeah.
So she existed for like 9 or 10 years, and then they plucked her out of the timeline.
By the way, here's some real good trivia. The little girl that we saw taken by the TVA, does anybody know where she was from?
What do you mean, where she was from?
The little girl that played Sylvie, the young Sylvie, that was Judith from The Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See,
that is Judith Grimes, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't seen, like, a kid version of Judith, only an infant, so.
Yep, that is a child version, of Sylvie, but the girl playing her is Judith Grimes from The Walking Dead.
That's some good trivia there, sir.
That is. Yeah. All right, is there anything else that we could add to Loki? Because I feel like there's some other glass shattering or earth smashing something that you could add to this.
Well, I know that, not that it really matters, but like, I know
everything
that
matters.
In episode 3, when he was like drunk and like singing on the train and stuff, he was actually, so like Asgardian, when they're speaking Asgardian, it's actually like Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sylvie asks him, are you drunk? And he says, no, I'm full. Well, the word for drunk in Norwegian is actually full. that was one thing that I thought was cute that I picked up on. Not that I know Norwegian, but I'm like, that's, what is he singing in? So I wanted to know
that
language, you know? But yeah, I thought it was like super smart for like her to hide out in, you know, the apocalypse worlds running from the TVA for all of these years.
Absolutely.
I honestly, without the timekeepers, because I don't know what's going to happen. Because, like, I would like to know who's really pulling the strings behind the TVA. Is it that lady? Is she in charge?
Could be.
Mobius's girlfriend? I don't know.
We do know that there is a puppet master in control. We just don't know who it is.
Who it is.
Now, here's another thing, too. We should say this, the only, because it's good that he kind of brought up, like, great, they brought up some Thor reference there of, you know, smashing the cup on the floor and have another, you know, and of course the dancing and the singing, right? It's classic Asgardian, right? But let's go back to another reference that I caught, and I want to see if people do go back to this and pick up on it. You know, when they were mentioning that they had people coming into the TVA, you know, all these different people, they mentioned vampires now, which is kind of interesting because we know that in the MCU, we're growing to two different parts of vampires. One part is that we're getting Morbius, Michael Morbius, the vampire, Jared Leto's playing Morbius,
yeah,
that's
right?
Sony, right? Yep. Yeah. And I think we're also getting Blade. There will be a Blade reboot.
Yes, Mahershala Ali is taking up the mantle of Blade, which I think is going to be super fabulous because I love him.
But it's amazing and it's kind of funny that they dropped vampires.
Yeah.
That they've brought vampires in through the TVA.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I was thinking right there, like, oh my god, Morbius? Blade? I don't know. And that's all I got.
I don't know. I think it's going to definitely be one to look forward to. And then once the next four episodes are over.
Well, we'll definitely be putting our heads together.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yes, sir. So you got any last minutes?
Nope. I don't have anything else. Nothing. I think right at that point, I am literally out of ammo. I got nothing to contribute.
So, in conclusion, guys, watch Loki. Game Changers was cute if you have kids or even if you just want to see what it's about. It's not terrible. Loki's going to be fantastic. Stay with us because, you know, for the next couple weeks because we're going to have some fun things coming up in the works here for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a taste test. We're going to have a lottery giveaway.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We've got some interesting stuff coming up over the month of July. Some special guests that we're trying to, you know, bang out here. And, it's gonna be a fun ride, and, you know, I'm gonna make Matt do Shark Week again, which is coming up, so.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm gonna try and keep myself afloat, too.
Yes, yes, we will. We'll keep Matt afloat this time.
Shark Week 2.0.
Yeah, if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, or, you know, just mention whatever on the podcast, you know, just give us a shout on social media or email us at garlicjarmedia@gmail.com. Yep. And all right, guys, we're going to get out of here and go start some celebrations for the weekend. So hope everybody stays safe, has a happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
And check back next week, guys. Have a good one. Made a little of them, and her made a little of them, and her head went.